Beloved, the Lord has put on my heart to address the coming events in an organized manner, beginning with where we are today, a little bit of history to help comprehend the story, the apostasy, the rapture, the seven-year tribulation, the second coming, the millennium, and the new Jerusalem. There's much confusion on internet about this end time that most preachers talk about. Some pastors teach that a revival is still to come. Others agree that time for revival is over. Immorality and lawlessness rampant worldwide should be a clue that Bible believers are under attack and unwanted. Many people are under the impression that they are good people and therefore God will allow them to get into heaven. Nothing could be further from the truth, and here is why. In Psalms chapter 14 verse 3 and chapter 53 verse 3, they are altogether become filthy. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. In Isaiah 64, verse 6, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. That was my wake-up call. I had to find out why that was the case. Here it is, and not only did Adam and Eve disobey God, and God cursed the ground and made them leave the Garden of Eden, but Cain killed his brother Abel. God speaking to Cain in Genesis chapter 4, verse 11, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 through 14. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law. And the law is not of faith. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The Gentiles were not under the law. God was only interested in Israel before Jesus was born, to give God's family, Israel, temporary relief from their sins. Moses received the Ten Commandments. Israel was to live by them, but found it impossible. They did not have the Holy Spirit. God created the Aaronic priesthood, so sinners could get their sins forgiven by the blood of animals, but that was only a temporary solution. Since we are going to address the future of humanity, where are we today? The Bible organizes events for a reason. God knows believers are waiting for the rapture since the time of the Apostle Paul's ministry. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the churches were expecting their resurrection shortly, plus or minus 2,000 years ago.